Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and with no respect of persons, whether rich or poor. All praises unto Almighty God. Over this year, we have gone through many changes. We have been on lockdown, seen many people die of a worldwide virus. But there have been some positives come out of the COVID-19. Many families are spending quality time together more than ever. Fathers are spending more time mentoring their kids. On a more serious note, COVID-19 has forced churches to worship in a more isolated manner. Instead of worshiping in the sanctuary, we are unable to fellowship and praise God as a church body. Churches have not lost a step in preaching the Word of God to keep their members strong in the faith. And still, COVID-19 is challenging us to stay bonded in love more than ever. What about the sinners who came into our churches if for nothing but to get out of the cold? What about the sinners who found themselves in the sanctuary and at least were greeted by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit? COVID-19 has affected everybody, the saints and the sinners. Consider this, not being in the church has another disadvantage. We are isolated from one another. As a people of faith, we need to see the outworking of miracles. We need to see the lives of people being transformed. We need to see people saved, people coming to Jesus, turning their lives around. Our scripture lesson takes us back to a time when wickedness was the rule of the day. People did what was right in their own eyes. The law of God was openly spurned, disregarded, and outright mocked. What was God to do? God's ways are not the ways of sinners. Our text is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his throne, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. Consider this subject for meditation, denying the Christ of Christmas. Have you seen Jesus the Christ? Do you know anybody who walks with Christ every day? What about your life? Is your life a byproduct of daily walking with the Christ of Christmas? We live in a time when people look forward to the holidays, Christmas and New Year's. Sitting at home, we see the Christmas commercials and the emphasis on shopping. This year, we'll miss the Christmas plays and programs. In COVID-19 season, we will see less reminders about the Christ of Christmas. Christmas was great for us as kids. We delighted ourselves with begging for everything our little minds could imagine. At the outset, Christmas was about the gifts. The truth is, most of those toys were broken and used up inside of 3 months. I can admit, Christmas pretty much was a frivolous waste of money. But we had our parents working for us. We were experts. What a sight to see. At church, we saw Christmas skits with Joseph and Mary, baby Jesus in a manger, the wise men, and the angels. But who was our hero? Truth is, Jesus was a strong second on the hero list. Parents finally told us the truth about Christmas. Christmas is about Christ, and there is no Santa Claus. As life became more serious, we learned there are no costs for denying fictional characters, but denying Christ is spiritually fatal. Life today is not different than Isaiah's day when God's judgment hung over the land. Isaiah spoke of the coming Savior when wickedness overtook the land and hopelessness had consumed the hearts of the people. In our text, Isaiah delivers a message of hope to bring glad tidings to the nation. Just as spiritual apostasy afflicts the land, the timing of Christmas is perfect. After God's judgment, he takes up the matter of reconciling the world. Christmas is God's mercy on display. Affirm this promise at Christmas. There is no condemnation for those in Christ. But if we deny Christ, then there is nothing to celebrate because we are still under the curse of sin. The Christ of Christmas was speaking through Isaiah to every soul. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Political correctness leads many to deny Christ by removing Christ from the word Christmas. These want Christmas without Christ. In the Advent season, many celebrate the coming of Christ during the entire month of December, but the world at large dismisses Christ's invitation. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. How do we deny the Christ of Christmas? We deny Christ when we pull back from our devotion to Christ in daily life and service and fail to bear our cross with Christ. We deny Christ when we try to indulge in the life of sin. A genuine child of God can never be fully devoted to sin and Christ. Sinners deny Christ when they celebrate the birth and coming of Christ, but forfeit the gift of eternal life by refusing to surrender their life to Christ. Many are merely seasonal in their relations to Christ. These deny Christ in their failure to live a life worthy of Christ at all times. Some Christians live as though they are reprobates and remain unresponsive to Christ and the Word of God. Many are spiritually distant from Christ because they are not willing to fully give their life to the service of Christ. These are content to struggle with the burdens of life in their own strength and power rather than surrender to Christ. But what are the devastating costs for denying the Christ of Christmas? First, you are eternally doomed unless you live by the name of Jesus. In no other name can sinners be saved. In Jesus' name, you are purified from the sin that makes you the target of God's wrath. Only believing in the Christ of Christmas will you gain eternal life. Many treat Christmas as a sacred time for families to come together. Merchants celebrate the financial bonanza that Christmas brings. Some say, don't ruin the festive mood. Why bother with all that religious talk? Just be merry and be happy. Society at large recognizes Christ only as a historical figure. It is tragic when people know who Christ is, but deny him as the Savior. Denial opens you to the devil's lies. Many think they are doing something by recognizing the Christ of Bethlehem, but refuse to imitate Christ as a way of life. The cost is severe, spiritual destitution, and ultimate death. Trusting the intellectual facts of Christ is not the same as being a believer in Christ. Believing in Christ means giving assent to the spiritual significance of Christ on the cross. You repent and make a heart response to trust Christ for salvation and new standing before God. Belief in Christ is more than verbal assent. You must give your total self, that being your mind and will. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The light of Christ does not shine on a select few, but shines on all men. It is God's will for all men to bask in the light of salvation. But sinners insist on remaining in the darkness of sin and denying the Christ of Christmas. Second, you fall victim to the devil's lie. The devil will have the world believe Christ is not God. If Christ is not God, Then by whom can man be reconciled to God? The devil, the god of this world, blinds the minds of them who deny Christ. God sent Christ into the world to redeem man. To live beyond this life, man needs to be saved. Unless Christ is who God said he is, then salvation is out of reach for everyone. This is why we celebrate Christmas. We were oppressed by the devil. Christ shows up and our deliverance is assured. If you deny Christ, you will remain in bondage to sin. Each time Christ is denied, you are a step closer to ultimately forsaking Christ entirely. Up until now, our churches were filled across the land to celebrate Christ. Where are the lovers of Christ after Christmas and after Easter? Beware, it is possible for saints to leave their first love, Jesus Christ. Beware of anything taking priority over your love for Christ. The devil deceives many because they deny the truth that is heard through preaching and song time after time. When you deny truth, there remains only one option: live by the lie. Many say, "I don't need church to be spiritual." These are content with being distant from Christ. When Isaiah spoke this prophecy, he was speaking of the future. For us, that future came with the coming of Christ, who secured our salvation over 2,000 years ago. Christ pleads with all professing saints to honor Christmas as more than a religious holiday. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." The Christ of Christmas urges wavering saints to open the door of their hearts and allow Christ to take control. Some saints left their first love in Christ by living a life that denies Christ. Christ needs saints to live upright so unbelievers will be drawn to Christ through the testimony of the saints. Third, you forfeit redemption only found in Christ. Many practice religion but have no spiritual connection to Christ. In the judgment, Christ will say to many, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." Denying Christ is fatal. Christ deniers are left with no alternative to gaining eternal life. These may embrace the Christmas story because they learned it in Sunday school as a child. But apart from knowing Christ personally, Christmas will have little meaning beyond being a recognized holiday. The world is doomed. Sinners must accept Christ and repent of their sins. When doing so, believers will spiritually discern the devil as their avowed enemy from then on. But sinners who constantly reject the call to repent at some point will seal their own doom along with the world. Genuine lovers of Christmas acknowledge Christ as their Savior and Lord. He is revealed as our Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Christ's abiding spirit living within the hearts of those who faithfully confess Christ is undeniable. Christ is the very mind of God speaking in your heart. Christ is the very heart of God throbbing within you. Christ is the very voice of God calling out to you. Christ is the actual hand of God reaching for you. The Christ of Christmas is the power center of daily life. The birth of Christ is only the start, but the main event is the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. How tragic it is for the world to celebrate Christ's birth and not live in accord to Christ's life, service, and message. The Christ of Christmas is our Savior, King, High Priest, sitting at the right hand of God. In conclusion, the promise of salvation was declared by Isaiah during a period of wickedness while Israel was under divine judgment. As a nation, the Israelites were estranged from God. But God loved Israel enough to bring about their redemption in Jesus Christ. Today, Jesus Christ is our redemption. Many professing saints are not fully committed to Christ. Many are seasonal Christians who struggle in their afflictions but stubbornly stay spiritually distant from Christ. They are broken by the burdens of life that Christ came to bear for them. Jesus came preaching the Christmas message to professors of faith and also to unbelievers. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. How blessed are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In 2020, what does God require from his saints but to profess faith in Jesus Christ? True Christmas celebrators are called to be God's vessels who diligently follow Christ. What is Christmas but to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? God bless you all.